That's it. That's the talk for today. Talk amongst yourselves is the title of my talk today, and the idea behind it is, number one, the conversations that we're having with each other right now, and number two, the conversations that we're having with ourselves. I want to thank Anne for that beautiful prayer, and of course, the reading today from Ernest Holmes is absolutely perfect about listening as well as talking, which addresses the reciprocal nature of our relationship to Spirit. We got to shut up every now and again to hear what God has to say to us, what God has given us something to talk about. This last week, Unity of Wimberley was involved in actually a community-wide program to feed anybody and everybody in our community. And sponsored and supported by the Ministerial Alliance, which are several of the faith denominations in Wimberley, coming together to get meals out. First of all, first and foremost, the kids and the families that when officially the school year closed down, officially, and the school stopped providing those meals, many volunteer organizations in the community picked up the slack and are working out the logistics and the rough spots. But what's happening, what is beautifully happening, is that we're finding people that we did not know existed in this community in great need, in tremendous need. And the conversations that that have been happening just in this last week, amongst them, you know, some issues with communication and missed things and so forth and so on, what came through all of it in the conversations within, especially within the Ministerial Alliance and several of us, is this beautiful way of seeing what we have in common and not what we are different about or with or how we are different. Our theology and our approach to our theology may vary, but at the heart of it, the most inspiring thing this week for me was the conversation with a smaller group of us within the Ministerial Alliance when we had this makeshift meeting. We're all headed in the same direction. We're having the conversation, and we're having the hard conversation about not only the pandemic, but racism and community, and how are we helping? How are we serving? Where are we missing the mark? Where are we missing the information coming in from those people on the edges right here in Wimberley, in this little tourist town outside of Austin, Texas, if you're not sure where we are? We see the bulk of the population as tourist and moneyed and supplied and well off most of the time. And we forget that outlying areas, we are still in Texas and there are a lot of ranches and there are a lot of people that work on the ranches just to survive. And they're not even sometimes doing that. So I'm inspired by the conversations that we were having. And one of the, I'll share that in a minute. It's where we're putting our focus, right? We talk about that a lot. We've been talking about that a lot through the pandemic, through George Floyd and this renewed, open conversation on an international level about race and where we have marginalized and where we have unconsciously or consciously shoved people to the edges so that we just, as Jan said in the reading, we've ignored the postman ringing twice and saying, hey, there's some stuff going on here. We need to pay attention to that. So I'm encouraged by the conversations, and I'm also noticing very much so that in our isolation or not isolation or choosing to isolate or part-time or full-time or whatever that might be, because we just don't know yet what this thing is going to do or how long it's going to last. We as human beings are so not okay with not knowing, generally. Unless we're participating very deeply in our own spiritual practice and staying in touch with that still small voice that is guiding us every step along the way. Some of the conversations that I'm hearing, some of the things, the talking amongst ourselves are the Are we being punished for something with this virus? No. Are we being tested? Sure, but not in a way that says, if you don't do this right, you're screwed. I am doing my work as best that I can to challenge those kinds of conversations with the, let's go back to the number one thing that we know in this teaching. And that is, there is only God happening. And that's a hard conversation to have. It's a hard conversation to have internally when so many things seem uncertain, and the next moment to the next moment to the next moment, we don't know what's going to happen. But it is our work to jump in and say, okay, I'm gonna take a conscious breath and a conscious thought right here and right now and move myself back into this place of knowing. As one of our members of the Alliance said last week, and it was so gratifying to hear him say it. He just said, I am so grateful to be alive at this time. I can't wait to see what's coming next. I love that attitude. And trust me, I don't always have it myself every day. I have a lot of stresses like everyone else, and you have that moment of, oh, man. And you feel the ground underneath you shift. But what I know and I'm practiced enough to do is to take that breath and go back to it and saying, yes, I'm alive at this time for a good reason too. I don't know always what it might be. But I'm awake and alive and here on this planet in this lifetime to experience this, to do something with it. What I want to do today is take you through an exercise about how to change the conversation, maybe on social media, not maybe, on social media and other places. Change the conversations in community when you see somebody with your mask on and you're, number one, you're shouting because you can't hear each other because of the masks. It's an exercise, it's called the THINK, T-H-I-N-K. And there's several different meanings, but I'm going to take you through them. If you think about the letter T, we use the letter T for, number one, when you are encountering a conversation or you've just gotten this post on social media that has just fired you up, shall we say? Yep. The first thing you do to think T, ask, is it the truth? What are the facts around this? The T, do I trust the source from where it's coming from? Is it just a meme that's being shared that is meant to, you know, fire you up, spark you, anger you, make you just this righteous indignation? Think about that. T, what is the truth about this? Is it true? What are the facts? Look at the facts, and if you can't seem to find them or track them down, take a breath and go back to God and say, God, show me. Show me the truth in this. Show me the truth in this so I can respond to it or not. Not responding is a really good action step. Really. The letter H. Is it helpful? Is what you're about to contribute, say or do to the conversation, is it helpful? Is it harmful? And I will go even further with that to use the letter H to say, are you being honest? Take a breath. Are you being honest in your response? What is the emotional truth behind this? What are you really getting at? Is it helpful to the situation, or is it helpful to you to maybe just release a little angst? And if you can't answer the question, is it helpful? Don't post it. Don't say it. The I, kind of obvious. Is it important? What you're about to post or say or do, is it important to the situation? Is it important to being in, another letter I, integrity? Is it being in integrity to your core values. And I know most of us in this teaching, our core values are about peace and harmony, honesty, integrity, justice. But doing it in compassionate ways. Another eye in that, is it inspiring? I love to see people posting stories where they've had an encounter with somebody that they've disagreed with, and they have chosen to make their post inspiring. They've chosen to say, I learned something from this. I took the minute, I took a moment to get to know the person or ask an inspiring question. And the outcome was much different than it could have been, in a positive direction. So is it true? Is it helpful? Is it important? The N, is it necessary? I mean, all day long we can think that everything is needs to happen, this needs to happen, this needs to happen, but does it really? Especially in the conversations with ourselves. Do we need to be berating ourselves in every moment because we think we're not responding the right way? The answer would be with big N, no. Correct? We do not need to keep ourselves in this, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? The stress of that is just enormous. The necessity comes in going back to the source, going back to God, going back to Spirit and saying, what is mine to do in this moment? What is mine to do in this moment? And if there's no answer, great. Just sit there and breathe and say, I know that there will be the next step revealed to me. And I'm not just going to toss things out there and see where it sticks. Because we know we can direct the flow of our thoughts. We can direct the flow of our energy with our emotion. We can direct them to positive, inspiring places. And it's not going to a place of spiritual bypass. It's not going to a pie in the sky, head in the sand, rose glasses on, ignoring what's happening in time and space, in our time and space experience. That's not what I'm talking about at all. It's talking about being equipped to know that we can move the energy in the direction we'd like to see it go. So is it true? Is it helpful? Is it honest? Is it inspiring? Is it in integrity? Is it informed? There's another I. It goes back to, is the truth, the facts. And we get to K, which the obvious one would be, is it kind? That could actually be the first one before you do anything. Is it kind? Is it compassionate? Is it, again, taking a step back and asking, would I want to have somebody say that to me? And it happens, even with the best of intentions, and we know this, especially right now, we know this. You can put something out with all of those things, with kindness and compassion and inspiration, and someone will lob a post meant to incite, meant to anger, meant to go after all of that pie in the sky, spiritual bypass, rose-colored glasses, magical thinking. And our response is to think about it, say bless you, send you on your way, or don't respond at all. So all of these tools in the think thing, they seem like a lot of work, right? Like, oh my God, Kit, every time I have a, do I have to, that's a lot of work. And guess what? If you can answer any part of that five great. It gives you an opportunity to, guess what, stand back and take a breath, go to source and listen. It goes back to that old adage, you can keep your mouth shut and have people think that you are a fool or a jerk, or you can open it and prove them right. Right? So what I encourage you to do today is take that as a tool. Basically, it's a very long version of a mindfulness tool, yes? Yeah. But it's the idea that we have within us and around us and through us and as us that power and that presence that we can call on in any given moment to say, what is mine to do next? And when we're feeling stressed and we're feeling anxious and we're feeling afraid and we're feeling challenged and all of those things, we have the same tool. We have the same thing that we can go to in any given moment to step back and say, okay, what is the spiritual truth in this moment? I can look at all of the facts going on around me, everything happening in the time and space experience that are human facts. But spiritual truth never changes. Spiritual truth never changes in that we are all in this together. And we can continue to move and keep moving this wave of love and compassion and kindness, even when people think, oh, that's just silly. It's not working. Look how awful the world is. I choose not to look at how awful the world is. I choose, as I say in the song, I choose my words carefully, consciously, willingly, lovingly. It means most of the time, I think before I speak, or I try. I practice. Today, as we go into meditation, I invite you to think about the words, the T-H-I-N-K, and also direct our thoughts, and we can do this too. If we're feeling easy breezy inside and cool like that, guess what? It makes us even more powerful to do it for others. To hold them in that space of love and compassion and kindness, and especially the ones that are lobbing things at us. We stand in solid, solid ground and know and trust. And we can do that for each other, and that's what we're here to do for each other. Is hold that space. So take that with you. Take it into meditation, and I'm going to have a little change up today. Katie's going to play behind me for meditation. I invite you to breathe into truth. I invite you to breathe into trusting that there is a very benevolent power moving in and through and as you. And I invite you to connect with that space now just by going into your heart, visualizing yourself dropping in, opening up, settling in. And I invite you to breathe into that place of honesty, real emotional honesty. And if it's fear you're feeling, feel the fear. And then move to God. If it's feeling lonely, acknowledge the loneliness. Acknowledge being alone and then move to God. And breathe in that presence. Breathe in that power. Breathe in knowing that you are not alone. Know that there are others holding you always in consciousness, in prayer, in love and in light, and knowing, holding that space, knowing your highest good. Breathe into the infinite intelligence, infinite intelligence that absolutely knows what it is doing and knows what it is doing through us and as us. Breathe into and ground the necessity of breathing and grounding and turning thoughts right back when we feel confused and scared and lonely. But also the necessity of turning right back when we feel joy and accomplishment and connectedness. And breathe into that place of kindness. Because there is only one kind of us, and that is human. That is human. And breathe in knowing and trusting that in our human experience, we are always, always absolutely supported and supplied and held in the highest regard. And we can and must do it for each other. So I invite you to breathe. If you feel like singing along, beautiful. If not, it's okay, just listen. Right here, right now.
And so it is.